Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I'm your old pal, Rob, and I'm throwing in a little bit of a breakup today. I've got my leadership series going, and I hope it's been beneficial to you. I've got more coming out next week, so if you're interested in it, please pay attention. It's going to be around here shortly. I'm hoping to have two or three out by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. You know, I want to talk just for a minute about labor versus management and that struggle. I want to be 100% clear about this particular thing. Pardon the noise, I'm driving, obviously. I am as pro-labor as they come. I believe, as Abraham Lincoln did, that labor is prior to capital. Because without labor, there is no success. There is no... because nobody can buy... You could tomorrow exchange all of the work that you possibly could with both AI and robots. But those fucking things don't buy the products. Somebody has to make money to buy the products so you can get the money. So you need people before you need money, right? Because people is how you get money. It shouldn't be a shock to anyone, right? But recently, especially, labor has lost the fucking plot. This is true in the writer's strike. And here's the thing. If you want to strike, that's your thing. If your union votes to strike, that's your deal, right? This means you only care about what you get, not what everybody downstream gets. Because the craft people and the electricians and everybody else that's not a member of your union that's affected by the strike, they're going hungry too. Because of the industry that you're not engaged in anymore. But fuck those people, right? Fuck all those people. But I digress. You don't care about labor, you just care about your labor. But that's cool. That's how strikes work. Okay, and if you're in the business of supporting a largely union system, you take that risk. Right? So, the WGA strike, the Writers Guild strike, is a... It's a fever dream of desires. I don't know how you avoid being overtaken by technology. Nobody can stop it. It's going to come for you. You want these production houses not to use something that's at their disposal. They only need to write once. I don't need to provide a break. I don't need to provide insurance. You, writers, you would do the same thing. You might say you wouldn't. But ultimately, you would. You would do the same thing. Okay? Or, what's worse, if we gave you a program, if technology gave you a program you could use to do your job that filled in all of the things and analyzed your writing and made it better, and it was only for use by you, guess what would happen? You would fucking use it. So you can't expect not to have that. You can't expect it. And primarily, entertainment like this is a gig economy. It's not consistent. You're not consistently pumping things out because the creativity is, the muse is a fickle bitch. And the demands are stupid. But it is what it is. You don't really, you provide for the culture. But there's no product that we couldn't live without or find someplace else. The auto workers, on the other hand, this hits home for me because my father was one for 20-odd years. And they were on strike a couple times. And we went hungry when they were on strike. Because the strike fund gets eaten up fast, right? That's the real reason why they're doing that, so their members can still eat, right? It's not a shock, but... company's going to have a way of sorting that shit out. The companies are. But irrespective of that, right? Irrespective of all of that shit. When somebody says to you, hey, you know what? We have the ability now to give you a 20% raise. 20%. And you retort, well, that's nice, but we want 40%. And pensions. Listen, I am of the mind that pensions are absolutely what every worker should have access to. Every single one. There shouldn't be one that's exempt from that. Absolutely not. Yes, you should. Everybody should have access to pensions. Outside of Social Security. You should be paying into a major pension fund. Yes, because the 401k and the self-directed things, those are nice. If you want to opt out, you should be able to opt out of that. But if you're an electrician, you're not a financial wizard. Why are you being forced to do that shit? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. The point is, they want pensions, which are wildly expensive and essentially a pyramid scheme that the people today pay for the people from yesterday. As somebody who will be receiving pensions, yeah, that's how it works. That is exactly how it works. Social Security is the same way, all that stuff. I get it. And it's okay. It really is fine. But when somebody looks across the table at you and says, it rejects your 20% offer and says, you know what? We want 40%. Almost double your pay for all the work. What value are you providing for double the work? What value? If I say, I think we can get 20%. You take 20 fucking percent. You don't shit on the person giving you 20% and say, oh, that's not enough. What? Oh, you make trillions. You make billions. Yeah. Yeah, that's their job. And you know why? Because pension funds also own stock. It's not just the rich and famous that are in there. Pension funds, 401ks, retirement. They own a lot of stock. And we can talk about the whole BlackRock thing and all of these big hedge funds that own the world and how we should break them up. Don't deny it. 100%. But if I am a pension manager and I own, you know, and I want my pension fund to own, Ford stock or Chevy stock or whatever, I want to make sure that it makes money, so that I can continue to provide my pensioners with a continued increase in cost of living. Because the cost of living goes up, so you have to make more money. I don't understand how this escapes unions. And this is, we're getting to this exact same problem that we had in the 90s. The unions just stick their hand out and say, fill it. Without bringing any other value to the table. What more are you going to do for the money that you're asking for? Oh, well, we gave all these things back 20 years ago. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have fucking done that, but you did. So, fuck off, I guess, because we'll hire other people. I mean, listen, most people are not in the union, and that's the fault of everybody, really. Pro-union all day long, because you should have a seat at the table as a worker to say how your job gets done. But you can only bargain over wages, hours, and working conditions, right? But a good company, an honest company, an ethical company wants to get the folks involved who are doing the job and say, you know, yeah, we can probably do this. We can probably fix this. This is probably better. We should do it this way. But a lot of them don't. A lot of them just stay out of my way. I need to be the most efficient. I need to make the most money. I need to grow or die. We can't just make the same amount. We have to grow. And the greed that exists is part of the problem, right? And there's corporate greed and corporate welfare. But don't get it twisted. There is value in, quote-unquote, corporate welfare. because if I give you a tax break, it means I'm providing a job for someone who needs it. And I'm taking a benefit on the other side of that. Now, you as an individual, if you owned a company and could get a tax break from the government, you would do it. You would do that. And as a side note, everybody who is like, oh, the millionaires, billionaires don't pay their fair share. They do. Because that's exactly what they've talked about. That's exactly how we fixed that. That's exactly how we've made it happen. Right? Because we've allowed it. This is what we've allowed. This is what we do. Right? So, if you're mad that the billionaires aren't paying their fair share, don't look at the billionaires. Not their fault. They're doing what the system allows them to do. And Trump said that. Of course the system's rigged. I play in it. I know. And yeah, you should be getting more, but you're not. But don't blame him. It's not his fault. What, he should voluntarily give up more money that he doesn't have to? Because, what, he's supposed to be altruistic? What the fuck is that? You wouldn't do it either. If you would, why aren't you giving more? Why aren't you housing immigrants yourself? Why aren't you out there and giving money to soup kitchens and missions and all these other places? Because you can't fucking afford it. Right? So if you're not doing it, why are you complaining that the country's not doing it? Why are you complaining that the billionaires aren't doing it? Oh, they have enough. Oh, Oprah and The Rock have enough to pay for Maui. Yeah, but they don't have to. Do they? They don't have to do that. Maybe they should. I don't know. But the idea is, what value are you bringing to the table for the thing that you're asking? And the unions just don't get it. They don't understand how the market works. Or worse, they do and are just ignoring the truth of the market. Ultimately, folks, I think, at least this is me, I think that we don't have enough in our heads. We don't have our head together, okay? And we can fix this problem fairly easily with a little bit of discussion and a lot of hard work. But we're not willing. We're able, for sure, but we're not willing. And so I'm left to wonder about the point and why we even bother. Because there's so much that we could do that we don't. And there's so much that we do that we shouldn't. To the unions, please get your head out of your ass. You can fix this. You know how to fix this. You know what to do. Educate yourself in how the market actually works. And just maybe, you can unfuck yourselves enough to get a good deal on the table and put everybody back to work. Not just your members, but the ones, the businesses that support your members, who aren't part of your union. Okay, the UAW and the WGA are the same in that they have, the work that they do is supported by many other industries. Some are unions, some aren't. But none of them are a part of your room. None of them are a part of your union, are they? So what are you going to do? What the fuck do you do? You have to stop hurting people. You have to stop hurting people to get what you want, because that's what you're doing. And be reasonable about what you're asking for. It's not reasonable to ask for a 50% raise. Just isn't. Some other ones might have gotten it because they could do it. And what you don't ask for, you don't get, I guess. But if somebody comes across the table and says, I can give you a quarter of what you're asking for, or half of what you're asking for, take it and then move on. Take it and move forward. Any moving forward is good. But until we get there, folks, I don't know what... We're as divided there as we are with politics. So I guess, you know, do as much as you can for yourself and carry on. Oh, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating. Anyway, I hope your day is good. I hope you have enough I hope, I wish abundance for you, and I hope that you're in a good place today. And yeah, that's what I hope. Go out there, friends and neighbors, and be excellent to each other. Take care. Bye-bye.